There we go. It's the Newsboys, Love One Another, WWIB, taking us to 5:45. And as I'm playing that song, heading into the best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kanz, the creator of the word Ludio, love up, down, in, out, I thought, all right, I'm going to start a streak. You know, like DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak. How many days in a row could I have a song with love in the title leading into you? This is day one.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing they do at weddings. You
yeah,
get the bride
it's just
suggesting a song or singing a song that has love in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like a wedding reception for sure. So, all right, I have a question for you this morning. This is kind of fun.
Okay.
And again, we have the Sirius, so sweet and salty, like a trail mix, like an audio trail mix.
Sure.
So, have you ever had this happen or something close to it where you had some leftovers from dinner? So we had spaghetti last night. So you take the spaghetti and the sauce and you put it in a Tupperware container and trying to help out a little bit. And you thought, oh, it's after 8 o'clock at night. I mean, that'll for sure be there tomorrow for me to take to work for lunch. And then you get up and you go, where is it? It's not in the fridge. Oh, the container and the plate, the person didn't put in the dishwasher, but it's completely gone. And somebody had a late night snack. Maybe a raccoon snuck in. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I mean that absolutely happens, you know. And it's always those things that I'm especially looking forward to.
I know it.
And you know, and right, and it's there's this internal wrestling, right? Because it's great that we've prepared good food that our families love, but sometimes I want that leftover Italian sausage.
Or, yeah.
You know, and so there's just a little disappointment that comes when
right.
people haven't considered my thoughts that I haven't expressed.
I know. I mean, it's like, okay, and then you start thinking of suspects. You're like, it could have been that
right.
one or it could have been that one.
Yeah.
Did that one, I guess I never saw that person eat dinner, but dinner was served. So dinner's not 10:30 at night. So
right. Yeah. And then who can you blame? And no one to blame but yourself. You should have hit it, apparently.
Hit
it better.
The many challenges of life. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of challenges, single moms and their kids have some. And so we've appreciated your comments on this, having grown up in a single mom household. And so you heard from Andrea earlier in the week. This is Lori, who was a part of our event last year. This is what she said about last year's event.
Hi, my name is Lori, and I benefited last year with the Single Moms Day. And such way I barely have words to just say how helpful that was for my family. We're still using money for auto repairs. I try not to waste it. It's helped me make sure that we have enough food in the house and clothes for the kids and shoes. I just thank you's not enough to say how much that meant to my family and my kids. Thank you so much.
I mean, Jason, between that comment and Andrea earlier, it's just some of the most genuine, sincere, heartfelt comments I've ever heard.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, we hear these things, and it's like, oh, that's a nice idea. But hearing people tell their stories and share, man,
yeah.
that's really powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's some of the most important work we can do as a body of believers.
So today it's heading down the home stretch. I think we've surpassed the goal, but now it's like, can we break what we did last year? We raised $19,000. We needed to get to 14.6 to, we've done the matching. We're, I think, over 16, but help us get to 20 would be great today, or maybe even triple what the amount donated from the businesses was, which would be 21.9, and then you might as well round it off to go to 22. So we just need some help if you can. It's top off Friday today. All right, we've got too many verses from James that one can handle in a lifetime, but James 2:8, and as far as you want to go.
Sure. Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal laws found in the scriptures, love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you're committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. For the person who keeps all of the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For all the same God, who said you must not commit adultery, also said you must not murder. So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you have still broken the law. So whatever you So whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you.
You must have read through verse 13.
I did. I went the whole way.
Wow. You ran all the way around the bases. All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. In devotional commentary, Letters of Love, Jason says, remember the golden rule to love your neighbor as you love yourself. All your life should flow from a desire to love me and love others. When you treat one person better than another, you trample on what I expect from you. Do not assume that just because you have not killed anyone, that you're putting my son on display. There you go. Even if you're faithful to your spouse and do not steal or murder, you have broken my standard when you fail to love the way my son loves. Yes, I am the one who gave the Ten Commandments, but my desire is not merely that you behave in specific ways, but that you live a life of other-centered love. So when you speak, speak graciously. When you act, act mercifully. When you speak and act out of my perfect love, it'll always win out over your inadequate judgment. Getting choked up here.
Yeah, it sounds that way. A frog in your throat. You know, for me, this is a section I've come back to a number of times. And, you know, it's really that idea of loving deeply and well. You know, I think we can so easily or complicate the idea of love. And rather than just seeking to love, we put rules around it. And you know, it's about following laws rather than just seeking to love the person in front of us.
On that note, we are completely out of time. Thank you for your thoughts and hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Well, we went most of the 6 o'clock hour without hearing from anybody. In fact, for Single Mom Saturday, last day of the fundraising. But thankfully, and right before 7, we heard from Rick with a $50 donation. Thanks to him. And then also heard from another listener, William, this morning so in Elk Mount. So grateful for the both of them. $25.
Yes. Thank you so much. And again, we want to see how big a blessing we can create. This is the final day, Single Mom Saturday coming up at the end of the month, but this is the last day of our one-week drive to meet that matching challenge, which we have, praise the Lord, and now make it as big as possible. You doubled it. Maybe we can even triple it, but we'd also set that goal at the beginning. Could we see, since we saw $19,000 raised last year, could we see at least $20,000 raised this year for these single moms for vehicle repairs to be split evenly between all of them, $2,000 a piece in a credit for them at Bloomer Tire Center for anything their vehicles may need in the present or down the line. And we're roughly $2,000 away from that $20,000 goal, which is definitely reachable today, Halvo. But I want to do something a little different here in the 7 o'clock hour if we can, and that's not set a dollar amount. And you guys have responded and responded and responded. We're so grateful for that. And again, that's out there that we're about $2,000 short of hitting $20,000. But instead, I want to issue a challenge this morning for 10 people before 8 o'clock. Whatever amount God prompts you to give, maybe it's large, maybe it's small, but that's between you and him. But if you've been hearing this and hearing this and hearing this, if the Lord is tugging at you and saying, help, then whatever amount, we would love to hear from you, WWIB.com, that red banner right at the top of the page. But could we see 10 people before 8 a.m., 10 people this hour who'd say, I want to help bless these single mothers. I want to love them with the love of Jesus. Would you respond today on this very last day of our Single Mom Saturday Matching Challenge Week? That's Jamie Grace. It's called Fighter. WWIB, 15 past 7, 58 degrees. Want to update you shortly as we continue to move through the final day for Single Mom Saturday. And we have the challenge out there this hour. Any amount, but would 10 people respond? Would 10 people respond before 8 a.m. and say, I want to help bless these single mothers. I want to make this challenge grow as big as possible. As again, every dollar that you give is going to be turned over to Bloomer Tire Center, divided equally among these 10 single mothers, their families, to bless them and help them beyond just the event, which is on April 29th, but throughout months, maybe even the rest of the year, with any current repairs their vehicle needs, anything that's needed in the future. It'll be that reminder again and again and again. Every time something goes wrong, every time something goes amiss, right? And it's, how am I going to pay for this? But that memory that comes back, it's already been paid for. That debt that's just come up, it's paid for because there's people who love me, who care about me, reminding these courageous, courageous women, these fighters, as we just learned about from Jamie Grace, who just keep on day after day after day, reminding them that they're not alone. They are so, so loved. Thank you. Thank you for giving so generously to them. Well, again, we've been focusing so much, as we should, on this last day of Single Mom Saturday, but it's also Free Fuel Fridays with our friends at Marquardt Motors, and it is time. It's time to pay back what someone paid at the pump. I think this is our largest one yet, Halvo. This is courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. So again, we have a limit up to 25 gallons. And so if you go over that, that's totally fine. Just submit your receipt and we take that 25 gallon limit times whatever you paid. And so maxing out, I love it. I love it. Maxing out today with a fuel receipt tallying $86.23. Wow. Our next winner is Matt Joers from Eau Claire.
All right, Matt.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Congratulations, Matt Joers from Eau Claire. We'll be mailing you a check for $86.23. Thanks to our friends at Marquardt Motors. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We're doing it the rest of today and one more Friday next week, April 21st, paying off those painful gas receipts. Just submit a selfie with your smiling face. Hopefully you can smile, grin, and bear it. Submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid, just like Matt did right here, right now. We're also giving one of you $500 in gas next week. So enter now at wwib.com/freefuel, wib.com/freefuel. We like to have some fun on a Friday. It's a Free Fuel Friday, and so we already paid off Matt from Eau Claire's $86.23 receipt. But also we like to do something fun with everything that's going on in the world. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We know you want to stay informed, and so we gather that information throughout the week for you, and then we bring it to you every Friday morning around this time in a condensed fashion. We respect your time very much. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Get ready, folks, because the tax deadline is Tuesday night, April 18th at midnight.
Tax deadline day. It's that magical time of year when everyone suddenly becomes a math wizard and desperately tries to figure out if they can still claim their 30-year-old child as a dependent.
Wouldn't that be nice?
He is in the basement. In Las Vegas, couples can now tie the knot in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
You know the old saying, true love is like a hot dog. It's a bit mysterious, but it's always a treat.
True.
In Germany, authorities were called to a home where a frightened man ran out into the snow wearing only his undergarments after a mouse ran across his living room.
Wait, aren't these the same people who tried to take over the world twice?
One and the same.
Researchers say that you can stretch your lifespan by cutting calories.
Hmm. Without donuts, maybe it just feels like the days are getting longer.
That's also true.
A study found that women need more sleep.
And men need to snore less.
Which could help women sleep more.
According to a study, heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise the risk. It's 8:23 here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, on this finally Friday, the final Friday. Well, it is a Free Fuel Friday with Marquardt Motors, Mom's Night Off Friday, and also the final Friday for Single Mom Saturday this year for our vehicle repair matching fund to honor and bless those single mothers. And I think fundraising 101 probably would say set goals, set benchmarks, put challenges out there. And you all have responded again and again to the glory of God. You've responded again and again. So this probably goes against fundraising 101. But for this final hour that I'm on the air here, decided that we're not going to do a goal and there's not going to be a challenge. There's not going to be, can we get to this dollar amount? Can we get to this many people pledging? And maybe that's not smart when it comes to trying to raise the most, but I'd just like to say, if we can, in a more quiet fashion here at the end of the week, for these final 46 minutes that we have together here, if you have been moved this week and haven't responded yet to this call to bless and honor these single mothers, would you do so? WWIB.com/singlemomsaturday. If you can get to wib.com, it's that big red banner right at the top. I'm not going to ask for a certain dollar amount. I'm not going to ask for a certain number of people to respond. We've done all that. And yeah, it could be effective, so to speak, if we do that here again. But I just want to say, would you say yes? if he, not me, but if he is saying, help, help them, help them, would you do that? So no goal, no challenge this hour in our final, what, now it's about 35 minutes. I think I was doing bad math. About 35 minutes left here. Would you help if you are able, if he's prompting you to give? And there's no guilt if you've heard this all week and it's just, it's not something that you're able to give toward. That's fine. You can pray, right? You can pray for these mothers, for their children. Pray that this event would have the gospel focus that we hope it will, that everything we're doing that's fun and everything we're doing that's a financial benefit is just this, I think of it like John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I hope everything we do just points and points and points to the love of Jesus Christ. So thank you for responding. Thank you for those who will still respond yet today. It's our final day of fundraising for Single Mom Saturday. How big a blessing can we create for these 10 single mothers and their children to the glory of God, to the glory of God alone?
Well, last week, the best of the week didn't get here in time. Yeah, it was like one of my late papers at school. And so it was in the podcast, but we made it in time today. And here it is, the week that was. And so this morning, we wanted to give you some encouragement with all your hard work on this. We were asking for 175. Allison in Chippewa Falls gave 100. And then close to 7 o'clock, wow, a $1,000 anonymous gift for Single Mom Saturday, taking us well past that halfway mark.
Goodness gracious. Praise the Lord for that. That is incredible. And along with Free Fuel Fridays, it's also our first Mom's Night Off with Festival Foods. And we have our very first winner, Gerilyn Sikora from Chippewa Falls. Gerilyn, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, hopefully it made your day. I know I called and left you a voicemail, said, hey, you won. And hopefully that was a good surprise here on this Good Friday.
Yes, it really was. It's quite a blessing, actually.
Three gifts just came in a space of 2 minutes, and it's $650 in total. We have an anonymous gift of $500. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for a gift of $100 from Roxanne from Augusta. Thank you so much, Roxanne. And also we had a gift of $50 just a few moments ago from Crystal from Chippewa Falls, and I wanted to read what she said. She says this: most people don't plan to be a single mother. If I found myself in that position, I would trust God to provide, but it would be scary. She says, this is a small way to support those who I could become in the blink of an eye. And I just love that perspective. Thank you, Crystal, for that gift. Thank you for taking the time to share that as well, too.
An Easter-related joke. So here it goes. Okay. Imagine Pontius Pilate said, Joseph, I really don't understand. You're one of the richest men in the region. You've spent a small fortune on a new tomb for you and your family, and you want to give it to this man, Jesus? Joseph's like, it's just for the weekend.
Man, I hadn't heard that one before. That's new to me.
Have you ever had this happen or something close to it where you had some leftovers from dinner? So we had spaghetti last night. So you take the spaghetti and the sauce and you put it in a Tupperware container and trying to help out a little bit. And you thought, oh, it's after 8 o'clock at night. I mean, that'll for sure be there tomorrow for me to take to work for lunch. And then you get up and you go, where is it? It's not in the fridge. Oh, the container and the plate, the person didn't put in the dishwasher, but it's completely gone. And somebody had a late night snack. Maybe a raccoon snuck in. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that absolutely happens. You know, and it's always those things that I'm especially looking forward to.
I know it.
And, you know, and right. And it's, there's this internal wrestling, right? Because it's great that we've prepared good food that our families love. But sometimes I want that leftover Italian sausage.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's just a little disappointment that comes when people haven't considered my thoughts that I haven't expressed.
I know. I mean, it's like, okay, and then you start thinking of suspects. You're like, it could have been that one or it could have been that one.
Yeah.
Did that one, I guess I never saw that person eat dinner, but dinner was served. So dinner's not 10:30 at night.
I believe every one of these $1,000 gifts that's come in has been anonymous, but here's another anonymous gift. So that's the first person to respond out of the 10. Then we heard from Chippewa Falls, thank you so much to Teresa for a generous gift of $50. Thank you so much. That's the second person to respond. And we just saw a text as well, anonymous gift on the text line, but said, I'm going to be mailing a check for $250. For Single Mom Saturday for these vehicle repairs, this surprise, this capstone at the end of the event to bless and honor these single parent families. Of course, this all finishes up on Friday and incredibly generous gifts before 7 a.m. this morning. But since 7 o'clock, it's been almost 35 minutes here, haven't had a gift yet. And so I'm wondering if we can move and shake a little bit here. Could we see the next $1,000 raised in the next 25 minutes before 8 a.m. And maybe that's one person, maybe that's five people, maybe that's 10 people, 15 or 20 people, but could we see the next $1,000 before 8 a.m.? And so that's a challenge here in the next 25 minutes. An anonymous listener just called in. And so she said that she has this on her heart. She's been hearing about it and would like to give that entire $1,000 we were trying to get to before 8 o'clock. She'd like to give that entire amount. Praise the Lord. He is so, so good. He's providing for these single moms through you. We honor and bless his name. The best of the week. I will thank you for putting that together. And I mean, just being reminded, it's been a long week and also one that's gone incredibly fast. And again, the faithfulness of God just shines through the generosity of his people this week.
Are we ever more like God in any other way other than when we're giving? God is such a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver, his word says, right? 2 Corinthians, I believe. And so, and our listeners have given and given and given this week.
And again, we'd still love to have you respond if you haven't yet. And God pulls on you, tugs on you, nudges you. We would love to do that. Again, there's no challenge this hour. Just saying, if he's impressing on you to help, would you do so? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, you can respond to Single Mom Saturday.